Exam Skills Trainer 4. Exercise 4.
What's the connection between a lower crime rate, the price of shampoo at your local shop, and the cure for cancer? The answer is data mining. How do you know where the next crime is most likely to be committed? Which products to offer your customers? Or where to search for new cures? All the answers are there at our fingertips, in the mountains of text and data which have become accessible to all computer users. The problem now is how to extract those precious bits of knowledge from the wealth of available information. That's where data mining comes in. Data mining is digging deep on the internet for information and statistics and trying to establish a link between them. It isn't a new thing, but with faster and cheaper hardware and flexible software, it is now possible to get the answers almost instantaneously. People often think that data mining is just an easy way to find information on the web. They think of using keywords to search the web for relevant pages. That's a mistake. That process is called information retrieval, which is like surfing the net to pull out the documents you are interested in and push away the others. In contrast, data mining is a way to examine a collection of documents and discover information not contained in any individual document. Rather, the researcher seeks relationships between the content of multiple texts, and then sets about linking this information together to form a new hypothesis. One field which benefits greatly from data mining is medical research. A large and growing database of medical journal articles exists in digital format. Because there are so many of them, it's unlikely that any researcher could read and remember their contents. Data mining is there to enable researchers to find possible links in published research findings, even across disciplines. Data mining is also an increasingly popular strategy for traders. For example, one large department store has analysed its consumer data to ask what type of consumer is in which part of their store and when. Finding out that professionals hit the grocery stores at lunchtime for ready-made foods can be crucial. It helps to determine the number of staff or the best times to replenish certain aisles. Policing is another excellent example of how data mining can be useful. In one American town, the police department was drowning in crime, even though they had a mass of data from 911 calls and crime reports. They couldn't connect the dots and see a pattern of behaviour. Using sophisticated software, they started overlaying crime reports with other data, such as weather, traffic, sports events, and paydays. The data was analysed and something interesting emerged. Robberies went up on paydays near check cashing points in specific neighbourhoods. Pretty soon, police were on top of things and predicting where crime was most likely to occur. Major crime rates dropped 40% in just 2 years. These tools are not yet perfect, but they are being developed by the major universities. And the researchers are promising that very soon we will be able to ask questions and quickly receive answers which have, so far, been out of our reach.